Welcome to the PCC Web Daily Devotional Podcast for Friday, October the 29th, 2010, entitled Back at the Easel, written by Sarah Ann Pinberthy of Clifton, Texas, USA, and based on Luke chapter 4, verse 10 in the New International Version. For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to guard you carefully. We live in a western town where several nationally known artists live. Consequently, we take several magazines devoted to western art. One article was about John Neto, an acclaimed Spanish Indian artist, who suffered a stroke in 2002, which affected his speech and his ability to walk, and caused his hands to shake uncontrollably. His wife described him as an empty shell sitting on the couch. After 3 years of depression, the doctors suggested an angiogram to check on possible heart problems. The Western Art and Architecture magazine reported the story as follows, as told by his wife Renee. They told us it would be a 3-hour procedure, says Renee, but we were still sitting in the waiting room 5 hours later. Son Anaya takes up the story. Mom, two of my friends and myself were sitting there and getting really nervous. Then this little guy came in and sat down. He seemed barely 5 feet tall and real awkward, and he kept leaning forward and looking at us. Finally he came over and said we looked worried, and I said that my dad was in surgery and it was taking much longer than expected. He said, Oh, I'll go check on things, and walked right into the room where they had taken Dad. He came out a little later, put his hand on my shoulder, and said, Don't worry, everything will be just fine. He turned and walked out the door to the street. Renee continues, The doctors came out and said they were baffled. The tests had been wrong, and there was nothing wrong with John's heart. We asked about the little man who checked on John, and they laughed, saying that nobody could have gotten through the door we indicated. It was absolutely impossible. And we found that no one else in the waiting room had seen the man either, but we definitely did. John was put to bed, and the next morning awakened completely cured, says Renee. Every stroke symptom was gone. Voice steady, hands steady, walk steady, and a thirst for painting. He called for paints and brushes, and did 4 paintings immediately from photographs, and completed 16 works with virtually no breaks. Renee leans forward, her hand clenched, her voice tense. Believe us, she says with passion, there are angels out there. End of the quote from Western Art and Architecture. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 in the New International Version reads, See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so tempted to ignore your word and the angels in our lives who come from you. Help our unbelief and guide us to a true understanding of who you are and what you do in our lives. Amen.